October 29th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I come to breathe life into a population which refuses to be united in prayer. Prayer is no longer seen as a solution. Violence is. Terrorism is a common denominator in a religion based upon a false god. Furthermore, it is in vogue to show acceptance to such beliefs. All these attempts at not showing discrimination have been convoluted into acceptance. This is all leading to a dying acceptance of life in general, life which accepts and expects a righteous relationship with me, the one and only true God. I am the creator of all good and everything you are squabbling over. Be united in an effort to please me. As I created all things, I can also allow man to destroy all things through my permitting will. You are concerned about global warming. Be more concerned about your cold relationship with me. A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 6 through 8. For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.